Welcome to the Life Accelerated Podcast Reset, coming to you from Wheeling, West Virginia. My name is Jason Boyd, founder and creator of Life Accelerated, and this season on the podcast, I'll be doing interviews and the power of three. Three things that we can do daily to accelerate our lives. Welcome to the show. Let's go. Good morning out there. I hope y'all are having a great week. Welcome to the Life Accelerated Podcast. We got that a little bit backwards, but it's okay. Here it is, Friday, February the 18th. We are now completing, let's see, 4, 5, 6, week 7 of 2022. Like I said, I hope y'all had a great week. Here we are, episode 21. There was a little bit of confusion earlier this week as Monday was episode 19. I also said Wednesday was episode 19 when it was in fact episode 20. Anyways, that's neither here nor there. I just wanted to give you an update on that. This is actually episode 21, Friday Fire. It's never too late. All right, y'all. It is snowy and cold out there this morning here in the Ohio Valley. I am ready for some spring weather. We got a little glimpse of that the other day. It hit 61, 62 degrees. I believe that was Wednesday. I got a chance to go out on the bike trail and get my heart rate up and get some metabolism moving in my body. And let me tell you what, it felt amazing. I'm still a little bit sore from that action, but that's okay because without that soreness, I would still feel like crap. Anyways, I'm going back out on the bike trails tomorrow. I know it's going to be cold, but it's time to not make any more excuses as we're about to find out. All right, let's get rolling. Number one, it's never too late. It's never too late to recover from that addiction. It's never too late to get in shape. It's never too late to do something you love. It's never too late to be that parent you should be. And it's never too late to put God first. Matthew 6:33 says, "Seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all those things will be given to you as well." Here's the deal. When you give your life to God and you seek his kingdom, he can restore all things that have been lost. But you, my friends, have to take action. Listen. When I was struggling with my addiction to Percocets, it's been almost 5 years since I've taken a Percocet, so thank God for that. But here's what I learned. I had to take action, okay? I was at a point in my life where I couldn't stand living like I was. So the first step I had to do was take action to get help. So whatever it is you're struggling with today, whether it's that addiction, whether it's the fact that you want to get in shape, whether it's the fact you want to do something that you actually love doing, whether you want to be the best parent you can be, whatever, you know, you want to grow spiritually, have the best relationship you can have. The number one thing is first admitting that you need to do something about where you're at, but you have to take action. So that leads me to number two today. You have to make a decision. Okay, today you have a choice. Do you want to keep living life the way that you have, or are you ready to chase your dreams and create the life you desire? Start with your why. Why do you want to change? Why do you want to grow? Why do you want to make this happen? Quote, "Maturity is when you stop complaining and making excuses and start making changes," end quote, Roy Bennett. That is the perfect quote for this topic. And we've all been there, okay? We have all been there. We've all complained. We've all made excuses, and we've all blamed this, that, and the other on why we couldn't or shouldn't be who we were meant to be. And until we are ready to take ownership of our lives, nothing can change. So how do you want to live your life? Do you want to stay where you're at, or are you willing and ready to be accountable? Starts with accountability, folks. When you want to make changes, you've got to hold yourself accountable. You got to stop making those excuses. Then you can start doing what it is you want to do. Number three, put in the work. Once we realize we have an opportunity to change and reach our goals and be who God created us to be, it's time to do the work. It says this in Colossians 3:23. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as if you were working for the Lord and not for others. For me, this is telling me right now that work at whatever it is you want to work at with all of your heart. Be passionate. Be aggressive in chasing your dreams. Decide today that you can, in fact, do that. If you look at those around you and they're not going in the direction you want to go, get away from those people and get around people who will level you up. We ourselves should not be giving up because we can, in fact, overcome anything and be the best version of yourselves. Listen, if I can do what I'm doing in my life, anybody can create the life they desire. But you got to start today. Quit making the excuses. Quit believing the world's lies and start believing in yourself and start making it happen. Quote, you've got to get up every morning with determination if you're going to be going to bet. Wait, that was terrible. Let me re-say that. Anyways, we keep it real here at Life Accelerated. I'm not editing the show. We're just going to go with it. So here it is again. You've got to get up every morning with determination if you're going to go to bed with satisfaction. George Lorimer. I love that. And to me, I'm getting up every morning determined to do what it is that I've got to do to create the life that I desire. And the truth is, some days I don't want to, but I know if I don't, then I'm going to be right where I was yesterday. So in order to go from here to get to there, you've got to do something about it. You can't continue to live the way you were living and expect new results. I believe that's the definition of insanity. Anyways, if you want change, make it happen. Get after it. Decide today you're going to be different. So let's do a quick review. It's never too late. You have to make a decision and you have to do the work. You live by those three things starting today. Tomorrow, you'll get better. The day after that, you'll start to improve. And down the road, you'll finally be where you want to be. Folks, I love you. I hope this episode made an impact on you today. Remember to like the podcast, share the podcast, and leave a review so we can grow and get in front of more people. For whatever reason, it's been a slow start to this year, probably because of my own inconsistencies from previous episodes last year. So I completely get it. But I'm here to stay. I am here to be who God created me to be. I'm following my own advice to a T so I can provide content for y'all and we can level up and become the best versions of ourselves and create a life that we're proud of. Folks, I love you. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. If you're here in the Ohio Valley, buckle up and stay warm. Get to the Experience Church this Sunday, 9:30, 11:30, and 6 p.m. You don't want to miss it. God is moving in his house. The people there are amazing. And we're going to have a little decent weather. Tomorrow's going to be cold, but I'm getting out on the bike trail regardless. It's time to stop making excuses and make it happen. Folks, have a great weekend and come back and check me out next week with some new episodes. Adios. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed the show, share it with someone who needs to hear today's message. Remember to follow me on social media for more inspiring content. Listen, we're only going to grow this thing if we share it and have reviews. I appreciate those of you out there taking the time to do that. Now let's get out there and accelerate our lives.